AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Black clouds of smoke rose over Syria today as Russian warplanes staged airstrikes on Islamic State positions. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is inclined to look favorably upon the military action as long as those airstrikes are directed at ISIL. Kerry met late today at the U.N. with his Russian counterpart. After the meeting, Sergei Lavrov said the U.S. and Russia need to coordinate the airstrikes.
Get in touch and establish channels of communications to avoid any unintended incidents. And we agreed that the military should get into contact with each other very soon.
I relayed and reiterated the concerns that I expressed in the course of the UN Security Council meeting, which was led by Russia today. Concerns that we have, obviously, about the nature of the targets, the type of targets, and the need for clarity with respect to them.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says today's opening round of Russian airstrikes were not coordinated with the U.S., which was also conducting airstrikes in Syria.
It does appear that they were in areas where there probably were not ISIL forces, and that is precisely one of the problems with this whole approach.
There will be no government shutdown at midnight. Congress has passed a temporary spending bill and sent it to the president for his signature.
It looks like the Republicans will just barely avoid shutting down the government for the second time in 2 years. That's a somewhat low bar, but we should celebrate where we can.
Just when it looked like an Oklahoma inmate would be executed after the U.S. Supreme Court denied the stay of execution today, the governor stepped in and stayed the execution. She apparently has questions about the drug to be used. This is AP Radio News. Caitlyn Jenner will not face charges in a California car crash that killed another driver.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles have declined to press charges in the case, saying there is insufficient evidence to support one. Back on February 7th, Jenner was towing an off-road vehicle behind her Cadillac Escalade when she crashed into two cars, pushing one into oncoming traffic. Driver Kim Howe died. The accident occurred before Jenner announced that she is transgender and made her transition into her new identity as Caitlyn Jenner. An attorney for the former Olympic athlete says Jenner is heartened that she will not be facing charges. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An appellate court in Los Angeles has upheld California's newest law intended to curtail reckless driving by paparazzi who are chasing stars like the high-speed chase of Justin Bieber along a freeway in 2012. The Titanic's last lunch menu has sold at auction in New York City for $88,000. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.